Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, the skies over Jerusalem are clear with a gentle breeze, while Tel Aviv enjoys mild temperatures. Haifa remains sunny, with pleasant conditions for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Times of Israel, amid a U.S.-Iran deal, the IDF reports that Hezbollah continues to attack troops in southern Lebanon. Beirut says one person is dead after an Israeli strike on a car. Also, JNS reports that Hezbollah launched rocket barrages at IDF forces in another truce violation earlier this hour. Also this hour, Ynet reports that the Israeli Air Force chief revealed Israel halted a major strike on Iran just an hour before takeoff. Separately, Forward reports that the UK appeals court upheld a ban on Palestine action as a terrorist organization. And finally, a short time ago, the Jerusalem Post reported on a significant decision by the UK appeals court. Here's what people are saying online. The Jerusalem Center for Security and Foreign Affairs posted just minutes ago that the real threat in Dubai isn't Russian money, but the IRGC, which uses financial networks to evade sanctions and finance proxies. Gideon Saar, a former Israeli minister, posted earlier today, after speaking with Japan's foreign minister, about Iran and Lebanon. He emphasized the need to disarm Hezbollah. The Times of Israel reported that the Israeli Air Force chief confirmed a strike on Iran was called off last week. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the tensions in Lebanon. The Times of Israel reports that Hezbollah has continued its attacks amid a broader regional deal involving the U.S. and Iran. This escalation has led to one casualty near the Lebanese border. The situation remains volatile, raising concerns about a larger conflict potentially spilling over the border. Turning to the halt of a major strike on Iran, Ynet details how Israel's Air Force was prepared to launch a significant operation targeting Iranian sites. This move followed Tehran's missile launches towards Israel. The decision to call it off underscores the delicate balance in regional military strategies. Such decisions have far-reaching implications for regional stability. Meanwhile, in the UK, Forward highlights a critical legal ruling. The British Appeals Court upheld a ban on Palestine action, labeling it a terrorist organization. This decision reflects ongoing international efforts to combat extremism and could influence diplomatic relations with the UK on the economic front. First, CTAC reports that AI is enhancing Israeli innovation, with Shiran Faran from Google Israel highlighting its transformative impact at a recent AI leadership panel. Separately, Walla Business discusses the upcoming 2026 Energy Summit in Israel, where key figures will address the country's readiness for potential future energy crises. And finally, Ynet Business reveals that OpenAI has filed for a confidential IPO, a move watched closely by Israeli tech sectors as AI firms race to Wall Street. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.